History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here on WWL. Steve Gell along with Jeff Nowak. Happy to be joined by Saints wide receiver Rashid Shaheed. Man, how's your offseason been doing? How's everything going for you coming back from injury and getting ready for a new year, new team?
Yeah, new team, new year. Feels great. We're ready to go. Feel really healthy going into the season. This is the best I felt going into a season for sure. So I'm ready to win some games.
You sure have looked it out there. I mean, I was impressed right away with, you know, OTAs, minicamp, all that. I was like, doesn't look like a guy that's had, you know, knee surgery right now. Coming into this year, though, looking at this offense, you got to new head coach with Kellen Moore, who just won a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
A lot of exciting stuff in store for New Orleans. What's been the biggest difference for you now with a guy with an offensive mind leading the way?
Yeah, no, so far I'm loving it. I feel like he has a great understanding of you know, offensive schemes and how, you know, how to break down defenses. And he's had so much success as offensive coordinator. So how can you not be excited? And, you know, since day one, he's emphasized how excited he is to coach us. So how can you not go out there and, you know, just want to fly around and compete? You know that he's going to take care of us, and you know everything is going to work out great.
I see you hurdle a Gatorade cooler today.
You did see that. That was not scripted. That was definitely not scripted, but it looked pretty cool. Huh?
Yeah, you know, every now and then you'll see players are like, I think that guy could be in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And like when they hurdle Gatorade coolers in the scope of practice, it's just something special. But you know, obviously not a lot of games last year. Like it was a shortened season. What I felt like I saw from you was kind of development as an all-around wide receiver. I go back to that Falcons game in particular, and obviously there was a rough moment in that Falcons game on the punt return, but the rest of that game, it felt like, you know, you were just catching balls at all three levels of the game. And I talked to Keith Williams, and he agreed, like he felt like he saw that from you. What has been that process for you of identifying things in your game, and what are you trying to add to your game every year?
Just that, exactly that, you know, the element of not just deep, but, you know, intermediate and medium route running. I feel like that's a big part of my game that hasn't been, you know, displayed quite yet, but I know that I can't do it. And, you know, that will only, you know, help me further my success in this league.
Is a guy like Brandon Cooks really helpful in that regard? Because it seems like that he came in with that kind of, okay, speedster at Oregon State. And then he just kind of developed over the course of time. And now you don't think of him as maybe the downfield threat, but he's kind of an all levels guy.
Yeah. No, just coming in and seeing how he works every day, you understand how a guy, you know, turns the table, not from just being a speed guy, but to all around guy and having so much success through 12 seasons in the NFL. It's crazy to see. And he's been nothing but a help in the receiving room. You know, he gives so much insight and so much knowledge. And I love having him around.
Biggest buzz about this black and gold bunch going into the year has definitely been the quarterback competition.
Yep.
Curious from the wide receiver standpoint, is it difficult trying to get acclimated to all these different guys throwing to you, or is it just see ball, get ball kind of thing?
Yeah, no, it's definitely see ball, get ball. You know, as receivers, that's our job. It doesn't matter who's behind center. We got to make the plays for them. And whoever is back there on Sundays, you know, we're going to be confident, and they're also going to be confident, and we're always going to be put in the right situation. So I'm super excited, man. All these guys, quarterbacks, have come out and competed at a very high level, so we know that whoever's gonna be back there is gonna be ready.
How does it feel for you going into this year? It's like the 1-2 combo everyone's been talking about. It's you, Chris Olave. You're like one of the main dudes now,
right? Yeah, no, it's super cool. You know, being an undrafted guy, you know, I always got a chip on my shoulder every year, and having a guy like Chris, you know, we know that DBs are always going to be on their toes trying to cover us, and adding B Cooks and all the young guys we got, man, we have a young, talented group, and I'm super excited for this season, and I feel like we're going to see a lot of growth.
What was this offseason like for you, obviously dealing with the injury? It was pretty early in the season, so at what point did you feel like you were 100%, and did your process change at all getting ready for camp coming off the knee injury?
Right. I felt like my process was had to be a little bit different, you know, coming off the injury. I had a really long off season, but I feel like, you know, I spent a lot of time out here with our trainers and in California, you know, just working to get back. And I feel like around March is when I started to feel 100% and just kind of back into the flow of things. And I was ready to, you know, attack OTAs. And by the time I got back, I felt 100%. And, you know, just kind of maintain from there.
Yeah, and just being able to, obviously new coaching staff, a lot of changes, but Keith Williams, wide receivers coach, this thing. How nice was that to just be able to come into a new system but have that continuity with the coach?
Yeah, no, it's great. We love Coach Williams, man. He's like family to us, and you know, he keeps it so real with us each and every day. And, you know, he builds so much confidence in us. And, Yeah, just to have, you know, all the new guys around, but to keep him, I feel like was the right choice, 100%. And to have all these new guys around him, and it just works so perfectly with him. And you know, I think it's going to continue to show, and we got to continue to grow with him.
Have you bulked up at all? I feel like every year you come in, your shoulders are just a little bit bigger.
For sure, yeah.
Woke up to Cody's like, right, this is the guy that doesn't miss the gym.
Yeah, 100%. I did gain like add about 10 pounds of muscle. Wow. So yeah, I've never thought I'd play at 190, but here I am.
Is that where you're at now?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I feel great at this. You know, I spent a lot of time, you know, making sure I can still move at this weight throughout the off season. So
don't lose your speed either.
Yeah, can't lose it. Yeah. You know, that's a big part of my game. So yeah, feeling good.
Well, besides all that pumping iron and getting ready with the quarterbacks, I know you got to work with the QBs this off season as well.
Yeah.
What are some of the things like away from football you got to do leading into this training camp?
Right. Yeah. I know we spent some time out in Oregon and Arizona and California with the quarterbacks, and it was great. It was always fun to, you know, spend time off the field as well, doing activities, team activities, and I feel like we made a huge step since last season with the team, you know, camaraderie and just, you know, getting closer with the guys. It's been a really fun offseason, and now we're just ready to show it on Sundays.
Rashid, thanks so much for the time today. Guess the lucky this season. Look forward to seeing you more in camp and also come the regular season, not too far away. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shahid's definitely a guy, Jeff, that I'm pretty high on in fantasy football for this year as well.
Oh, yeah. Like, I just got booked on a fantasy football podcast, and, like, that's going to be my main takeaway. It's like, if people in your league are sleeping on Shahid and you can take him in, like, the 10th round,
grab
him. Because I think he's in line for a big season. Because I think, I don't know what the Saints defense is going to look like. I don't know if they're going to be in high scoring games, low scoring games, but like he's going to get the ball. And one thing we've seen over the first 3 days of practice that like I feel like would typically be in your later practices is you've seen a lot of like end arounds and reverses with both Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed. And getting them in, like having that be there this early is an indicator of, like, hey, like this is going to be a big part of your offense. Like, you're going to manufacture ways to get Rashid Shaheed the ball. And I've been saying that for years. Like, I want to find ways to use that punt returner skill set in the offense. Like, he's got that ability. And you know what? I mentioned the Falcons game, and I keep bringing it up because it's the one of the few games in his career where, you know, his numbers were not based on, oh, he caught like three deep balls, so he has 150 yards. In that game, he had 8 catches on 11 targets for 83 yards. He had 2 carries for 14 yards. He just missed the touchdown. If you go back and watch, there was a play. He tried to hurdle Jesse Bates, and Jesse kind of caught him and carried him out of bounds at the goal line. Taysom Hill scored on the next play. But like he was just
Taysom
making.
The fantasy football vulture.
Yeah, the vulture of all vultures. He just was making plays, and I was so excited for the rest of that season. And that's why it was such a bummer that he got hurt a couple games later. And that was that Thursday night football game against the Broncos. Because I also just like Rashid in the sense that, you know, he came out of Weber State. You know, like, I think he's just genuinely happy that people like to talk to him and, like, interview him seriously about the game. Because he just always seems so excited to talk to everybody.
With Shahid, too, just the potential there to unlock so much more. Looking forward to seeing what Kellen Moore and how he decides to utilize him in this offense. You mentioned we've been seeing a lot of the end-arounds, jet sweeps in training camp practices early on. That's definitely not been the case in years past.
Not nearly enough, and it's annoying because like his first touch of an NFL career was a jet sweep against the Bengals, where I was just like, oh, who's this guy? And he was like, and go back and watch that play, because when we talk about like he's so much bigger now, like he's taken so much time in terms of like making his body capable of surviving at the NFL. He was a little beanpole in that first game against the Bengals. And you look at him now, it looks like a different dude. And that's, you know, how do you go from being a deep threat, a deep shot artist, to being an all-around wide receiver? It's by putting in the work in the offseason so that you can survive having a game where you get 11 targets and 8 catches. And I think he's done that.
Do you think they still utilize him as much in the kick return game or try to save him more?
I think he's a guy in the kick return game that you use in select instances. I don't need him out there all the time. Yeah. And punt return, like, I think that's what it is. I don't need him out there fielding a punt that I just need to fair catch.
I want him out there when, you know, you got a team backed up, like against the Bucks in his touchdown, his punt return touchdown last year. The Bucks were punting from the shadow of their goalpost. I want him out there for those where they are not going to have much ability to do anything to flip the field. I don't need him out there when all I want is a fair catch. I want like a Dante Pettis out there for that. And because that's going to allow you to take some of that strain off of him. And on the kickoffs, I can find somebody else.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.